Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, earlier this year, my son and I flew to Spokane from here in Seattle. And a flight, it's about 1 hour. And our flight was delayed about 1 hour. And normally, that would be very annoying. But on a flight that short, honestly, I didn't care. Well, yesterday, a flight from Seattle to Walla Walla, also about a 1 hour flight. It was delayed for over 3 hours. After a passenger made a comment about a bomb on the plane. They're not saying what his comment was. It's described as a flippant comment about a bomb on the plane. Now, there was not a bomb on the plane, but it took authorities 3 hours to make sure of that. The entire plane was deboarded. Runways were shut down. Basically, the entire airport was affected. And that is incredibly frustrating. But I'd rather have my flight delayed because some idiot says there's a bomb on the plane than be preparing myself to fly for 13 hours from Taiwan to Australia. You see, right before takeoff, a guy on that flight, turns out the man behind him stood up right before the plane took off, and no one could figure out why. And then he proceeded to throw up all over the man in the seat in front of him. And in case you're wondering, witnesses said the vomit smelled of booze and ginger duck. Side note, I kind of like this guy's appetite. Anyway, these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,338. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat with the exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, coming up at 4:30. The categories today. We have the happiest and the unhappiest states in the United States of America.
All right.
Okay. And it basically is pretty well what you would expect as far as where people choose to live.
Sure.
Sunshine makes people happy.
No. All right.
Poverty does not. Just so you know.
Who knew?
State's a little bit.
Can sunshine override poverty?
You're tracking with instance, me. There's a couple of places. Lots of sunshine. Lots of poverty.
But sometimes they don't mix well.
Okay.
So for an example, a state like New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. For whatever reason, I've never been to New Mexico, so I can't attest to any of this. But they do not do as well as other sunny states.
Really?
For all some right. reason. For whatever reason.
I mean, I've heard bad things about New Mexico, but I've also been to New Mexico. And like anything, I'm sure the bad stuff exists. I just did not see it.
Yeah. And Arizona, they are a happy state. Mm. They're right next door. Weather's somewhat similar. Not as mountainous, obviously, unless you're in Flagstaff. But either way. So you can pick. Either you want to go happy, you want to go unhappy on that category. Then this is a new twist. And your guess is as good as mine. We're changing the game up a little bit here. If you pick the category of beer. So what we have is we have a list of the most recognizable beer in every single state in the United States of America.
Right. Recognizable beer per state.
That is exactly right. So, in other words, okay, you are going to pick the state that you feel comfortable, that you know the beer that is the most iconic and is the one that basically represents their state more than any others. Now, one thing they did do is they took out all the big guys. So, if the state is
if you go to Missouri, it's not Bud.
Correct. If you go to Colorado, it's not going to be Coors or Coors Light.
Okay.
You know, if you're in Wisconsin
it's not Miller.
It's not going to be Miller Light. But on the flip side, what would you guys say here in Washington?
Probably Rainier.
That is not correct.
Olympia.
It's actually a Men's Room IPA from Black Raven.
Oh, I'm so stupid. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes, it is Rainier.
God damn,
it
girl.
Is Rainier. Okay.
Did you wake up on the dumb side of the bed today?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Massachusetts. Ted, Massachusetts.
Sam Adams.
Boston Lager. Mm. So that's the game.
All right.
So if you've been to a place, you've drank the local swill, you basically pick the state, all right? And then you guess what that beer is going to be. And some are iconic enough where you know these. And even if you've never tried these beers, they are iconic within their state.
Sure.
Like Pennsylvania.
Yingling, Rolling Rock.
Yingling. All right. Yingling is the most iconic beer. Not only is it the oldest brewery, it is the most popular local brewery.
So they're not all local swills.
What do you mean?
Well, you say PA, I would think Genesee is like local swill.
Genesee is New York.
Oh, my bad.
Yes.
And that's not a brag.
Yeah, it turns out I got up on the top side of the
But you get the idea how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
So based on where you've traveled and other things, you're going to pick the state first and then see if you can guess what the most popular beer is in that particular state. So those are categories coming up with your guess is as good as mine. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Andy. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
Andy, welcome to the men's room. Random question. Let's go with this one. Since we're talking about what's local to you, what would you say is the one thing, good or bad, that your hometown is known for? The place that you grew up.
You got anything, Mike? Eat them claw.
Nothing at all.
See what I'm saying here? Andy, do you get the idea now?
Casey Cade.
I do, but I grew up in that little town called Kelso, Washington.
Okay.
All right.
So what is Kelso known for?
Honestly, the lumber mills down on the water.
Okay.
And a lot of drinking.
All right. I think those things go hand in hand.
Now, is it like Longview, where you get that smell?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're close.
Now, does that ever
be called Longview?
Does that ever go away? Does that smell from the lumber yard? Or what I'm saying is, do you get used to it to the point where you really don't notice it anymore? Or do you smell it all the time?
No, you smell it all the time.
Really? You never adjust? That's unfortunate, man.
See, I would just assume like the smell of grandma's house. When I walk in the door for the first time, I get hit by this whiff of smell.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. And then after 2 or 3 days hanging out with mom and grandma, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Then I come home and I open up my suitcase and guess what I smell again?
Mm-hmm.
I smell grandma's house because that's just how it smells.
Yeah. My father, when we first moved to Baltimore, he worked at McCormick. And at that time, the offices and the spice factory were all in the same building. So all of his suits, the overriding smell was black pepper, but it's just like every spice. And there's nothing you could do about it. And if you visited downtown Baltimore at the time, the entire downtown smelled like that. All right, one bad. It was nothing like Longview or anything like that. It is spices, but like I said, it was like being mildly pepper sprayed all the time.
Okay.
But like you said, we got nose blind to it. So we knew he worked at McCormick, but we forgot that he smelled like he fell into a barrel of spices, right? So
what was there any spice in particular? Like pepper?
No, it's like, but it smelled like black pepper predominantly, but you could tell it's like if you opened somebody's spice rack and you kind of smell them all at once.
Yeah.
Pepper seems to be overriding, but they're all there. But all of the suits smelled like dry cleaner couldn't get out. There's nothing you could do. He wasn't alone. Everyone that worked there smelled like this. But we forgot that it smelled like we're always cooking some Indian dish or something. So people will come over to our house like, ooh, what do you making?
No hot dogs.
Well, we're looking at each other like, nobody's cooking anything. They're like, oh, nope, I can smell something. We're like, oh, God, right.
That's my dad.
It's my father's suits in his closet upstairs, man. Yeah, you absolutely.
So your mom basically just had to get used to the fact that her man smelled like a spice rack.
It took us all a while, but then what we realized was if he would pick up like my buddies in the car, first thing they smell, and this could be the weekend now, so he's not even wearing the suit, but just it smells like spices in the car. He realized.
So if he sells his car, the people who buy this car, they're
going to smell. It smells like spices. Like, nothing
if you smoke
do.
In the car, you know that smell.
Right. He would get on a plane. They'd fly him to wherever the hell they flew him for all those kinds of things. And he's like, you forget about it, man. But I had to put on my suit. I get on the plane. Like everyone's staring at me and he can't figure it out. And he's like, oh, God. And the problem is you can't smell it anymore yourself. So he's like,
yeah,
I smell like a spice rack. Everyone knows it's me. I'm dressed well, but they think like he just found this suit somewhere, man.
Okay.
Like I hated it.
What's up, Chef?
Ted, yeah, what would you say? What would you say, College Park? What would be
the tarps?
If it's one person, if it's a thing that happened.
Well, I mean, University of Maryland's a pretty big one.
Correct.
Yeah.
But taking that out of the equation. So what would the town be? Did something happen there? Was there any kind of
and we have the oldest operating airport in the United States.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Famous people came out of there. They do all the time. I mean, when you look at like I don't know, Kevin Durant or some of the guys that were...
Kevin Durant's not really from, like, where I... He's from PG County.
You're from the
county.
So,
like, PG County, you could take in a lot of stars. But I'm trying to think of, like, College Park. outside of counting people that went to the university.
I can't think of it.
So if you go down the road to Virginia Beach, in that area, Norfolk, you want to talk about a athletes just...
Hotbed.
You name
well,
the
PG,
sport. You name the sport.
If you could do an area, though, PG County. I mean, if you look in the NBA right now, I mean, Kevin Durant made a whole movie about it. It's not just DeMatha. I mean, there's so many guys in the NBA from that area
just
that play
area.
On these same teams. Like, literally, I think it was called There's Something in the Water. So they're just like... How do they all
Oh, there's something in the water. This is not good.
Well, it also helps out that the biggest thing in PG County, frankly, is like you have Greenbelt, which was the first like made suburb.
All right.
Forget which president.
So it wasn't really
did.
Columbia.
That one was the first one made, I think, by like a free like a company. But Greenbelt was like, it was a co-op. There was this and that. You had, your grass had to be a certain length. The president's wife made it. And then a big thing in PG County, which we used all the time, was just these community centers. Mm-hmm. Every town had a community center. We knew which ones we could go to play ball in the summer and which ones we didn't go to.
Yeah.
So I think that's the everlasting thing that you get so many good ballers is like the gyms where like Durant and those guys play. There's just high level talent everywhere.
Yes. When you live someplace, you know it just as you know it.
What is your town known for? Like Baltimore, I can claim, if nothing else, you say the national anthem. And look, it has a bad reputation. It has earned a bad reputation, but the national anthem was, in fact, written.
So I have a different perspective on this, just because I don't live there anymore, and I did not grow up there. So when you leave Baltimore, there's one question you get no matter what when you tell people you spend time there.
You've been shot?
Is it like The Wire?
Every time.
So that, to me, I know there's a lot of history. There's Edgar Allan Poe. There's all kinds of stuff.
Edgar Allan Poe hated Baltimore.
There's a Babe Ruth Museum. Babe Ruth didn't like Baltimore either.
You don't like
Nobody who grew up in Baltimore liked Baltimore.
Right, exactly.
But when you're not from there. But
to answer
time
the question
there,
about The Wire, I tell everyone the same thing. I'm like, there are parts of Baltimore that are exactly like The Wire. But even people from Baltimore don't go to those parts of Baltimore that are like The Wire.
But that is very unique to Baltimore. No one else says that about a town. You could come from Chicago. All right.
Chicago PD.
VD's from Chicago. They got 9 million TV shows. It's one of the most violent cities in the United States of America. It's based on population and everything.
Sure.
It's a big city, and a lot of crap goes on there. But that's not really, you know, what you affiliate Chicago with. Even though you know it exists, it's not really...
No, it's not its calling card.
It's not. Which, you know, but Baltimore it is. And it's based on the it's just based on The Wire.
That's
it's based
it,
on, before that, Homicide, Life on the Street.
It doesn't help when you call shows like Homicide, and there was one other one. There's Homicide, The Wire, and the other show, it also had a name like, You Gonna Die, right? I mean, like, it's never a positive thing.
No.
I mean, I grew up College Park. It's pretty close to D.C., right? It's inside the Beltway. But then I lived in Baltimore for 3 years. Like, I would still probably rather live closer to D.C., but food scene-wise, I would take Baltimore every day of the week over, like, D.C.'s food scene.
I put Baltimore second to New Orleans as far as good food. I really do.
So I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Sorry.
Which is probably maybe the second or third biggest town.
What,
there's
it,
a
Charleston?
Reason it's called Morgantown. It's a town, you know. And Charleston's the capital. It's probably got the highest population. Huntington is a bigger city.
Huntington, yeah.
Also, once you get into the eastern panhandle, not really big towns, but there's more population because in that part of West Virginia, there is a rail line that runs to D.C.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, it's like a mini suburb of Washington, D.C. as far as commuting.
A lot of federal money there, yeah.
And a lot of people work there. But in Morgantown,
I used to work with people at the AFL-CIO who lived in West Virginia.
Took
the
money,
train
man.
In every day.
Yep. And they're used to it. They're used to the 45-minute commute. Not a big deal.
That's
they get on there. They do work on their computer. By the time they get to work, they've got half the crap done already. And yeah, it works out. But Morgantown has one unique thing that I have been asked about a number of times. But it's completely theirs and they own it. So in the event that West Virginia, whether it be basketball or football, wins a major game against anybody, that night, college kids... They will take the only couch that they own.
Mm-hmm.
They will pull it out of their living room.
Yep.
They will put it in the middle of the street. They will pour some kind of propellant on there, and they will catch the couch on fire, and they will party around the couch and drink beer while it burns. Now, the police, they just come, and they go, all right, guys, you got to get out of the street. Then they call the fire department. The fire department eventually shows up.
Right.
But it's not an urgent call because it's someone burning a couch.
It's a controlled
in the middle
burn.
Of the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, they're not in a hurry to get there. Half the time when they get there, the damn thing's already almost burned out on its own. So, but I have never heard of another place in the world. You would walk into someone's home in their living room and they're, well,
keep in mind, these are college kids.
Yeah.
But in their living room, there would be a TV on a stand or whatever. There might be a chair in there. Couch, more than likely, has been burned.
Yeah.
Has been burned at some point in time. And a lot of the kids wait until the end of the year.
Of course.
And they'll burn it at the end of the school year. But either way, for some reason, you do not move a couch in Morgantown. You burn it in the middle of the street. I know that sounds like the stupidest, craziest thing.
I mean, they are pretty famous for that. College Park caught up and started doing it, too.
I was going to say
that. I can't remember if it was West Virginia or College Park. One of them ended up burning it on the porch and, like, burnt down part of the house.
Okay.
I think that was Maryland.
And it's like, all right.
You're doing it wrong.
Right. It's not really fun anymore.
Now, to me, this is really, really interesting. The reason we asked, what is your hometown known for? When we moved here, and it's not this way anymore, what was Tacoma known for?
The Tacoma aroma.
The aroma of Tacoma, mm-hmm. right? You'd smell that smell, just like Longview, but different kind of smell. So the story goes, between the 70s and 90s, the Pacific Northwest wasn't, I'd say, just a foggy haven for flannel and coffee. It was ground zero for some of the most notorious serial killers in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Bundy, Hillside Strangler, Green River Killer, all emerged in the area around here in Tacoma.
Jeff, they just haven't caught him yet.
Yeah. But what caused the sudden urge in violence? Well, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author named Caroline Frazier, who was 7 years old and grew up just a few miles away during the Bundy murder spree in 1974, thinks she knows what connects all of these killers together. Toxic lead in the air.
Really?
In her new book, Murderland, Crime and Bloodlust in the Time of Serial Killers, she investigated the lead crime hypothesis. A theory that exposure to lead during childhood can result in increased criminal behavior later in life. They have actually proved this as far as lead poisoning and what it does to you.
All right.
So many studies connected to lead exposure of a particular kind do something to the frontal cortex that damages that.
Make you crazy.
And leads to heightened aggression. This is observed largely in males. And she says, as a native of the region, she suspects one possible reason why this could especially be big in the Pacific Northwest was the large smelter in the middle of Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
All the emissions were being spread over not just Tacoma, but the entire Pacific Northwest in this plume that was up to 1,000 square miles. And although she says it's well accepted that between 20% and 50% of the drastic rise in crime during the 80s and 90s can be attributed to lead, the violence in our region at that time was an epidemic. Crime was up all over America, but in Washington State, it was above 30% three times
Jesus,
the national average. And she admits that the lead crime hypothesis is still relatively new and they're working on it, but having first gained some mainstream attention in the early 2010s. But she explains that the basis for the theory has been around for decades. In the 50s and 60s, a geochemist proved that lead exposure causes what he calls a loss of mental acuity. And there is a clear association between leaded gas in the 90s and the smelter and the drop-off in crime. She believes there's ample evidence to support the hypothesis. She says, I can't prove, for example, that Ted Bundy committed these crimes because of lead exposure. What I can do is show you how much lead exposure he got, and it was a lot in
his
area.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it almost makes you feel somewhat better. To say, look, there is a definitive, you know, environmental cause.
Might think it's lack of sun.
But then the flip side is, shouldn't there have been more serial killers? I mean, it's not like he lived in a house where all the lead particles
fell. These are the ones that were caught.
Yeah, you know what? That is a very good point.
The best serial killer,
still out there.
You don't know their name and never will.
But he's your neighbor.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome random, to the men's room.
Random. Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Jerry, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Random. Jerry, are you or anyone you know allergic to anything?
I'm not allergic to anything. I have a friend who's allergic to crustaceans. So, that's the only one.
Well, it is because your throat swells up and you can't breathe.
I'd say it's interesting to him when everyone else is like, ooh, shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's his problem.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Has he had this allergy as long as you've known him, or is this something he discovered after you guys became friends?
No, it grew. Actually, you know what? I do know something I'm allergic to. I'm allergic to alcohol.
Yes.
So do you stay away from alcohol because of this allergy?
I do, yeah. I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, so how long have you been clean?
Tomorrow will be 4 months this go around, but I've been off and on for about 20 years or so.
What what inspired this latest hiatus from alcohol?
I just went on a not going to prison this time, but realizing I was going back to prison. I was driving around, drinking, and doing other stuff, and not that it's good. That's why I stopped, you know what I mean? But honestly, that's why I did it. I'm just living life terrible.
Well, was alcohol the reason for the other stuff? In other words, if you started drinking, did that lead to other things?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it used to be I would have a few beers and then I'd want a cigarette, you know, like that.
All right.
And then that's what it was like after I started to, you know, I get to like two beers. I'm like, I'm going to make a call, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, man, it's me. I only call you for one reason.
Right. And there's a lot of different phone calls you can make on that tip. It doesn't necessarily need to be drugs.
Doesn't have to
you could call someone over. You know, there's a lot of different things.
I feel like booty calls to drug dealers. They know why you're calling as soon as they see your name. It is the only reason this person calls you.
But they, right? And sometimes the booty call doesn't get called till later in the night. But I'm thrilled the way he's saying it. It just sounds like there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, to stop drinking. It's like, I can't drink without being like calling my guy for a bag.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Right.
See, I don't need drinks for that.
I saw
some people just call. Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw a buddy of mine over the weekend, and I know he and his wife very well. And his wife was out of town this weekend in California doing business or whatever. And she said, "Tell Miles you don't have any drugs on you." And I said, "You tell your wife that she's the one that always has drugs on her. That's why I ask."
Right.
So yes, I might ask, but you always got them.
Yeah, I mean, if the answer is always yes, so, like, you're my source.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get what you mean. You're not wrong.
But
you're the one who's got the drugs.
That's a good person to know.
Yeah, whatever. So the reason we asked, what are you allergic to? This is not a good story, by the way. After graduating from the University of Rhode Island, Timothy Howard had his whole life ahead of him. But the future was tragically cut short when he died just days later from a severe allergic reaction to a late-night snack, a chocolate bar that contained peanuts, according to his mom. Tim's whole body went into shock. He went into his parents' bedroom. They gave him an EpiPen, but the reaction was very fast. And I guess the EpiPen did not work. So now his family is sharing their story to prevent other families from having to go through anything like this. His sister says, manufacturers need to make food labels clear instead of relying on may contain. His dad, Tim, said the individuals also need to be careful. If you have an allergy, you need to read the labels. And they say food allergies impact more than 33 million people a year in the United States.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You guys, anybody in here allergic to anything?
No, and it's weird. Like, so far, I've had no food allergies.
You're lactose intolerant.
Well,
man.
Is that an allergy?
I mean,
I guess
kinda, it kind of is.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I think Mike's right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's that, but nothing that's gonna kill me. But I always hate when you go to the doctor and they ask if you're allergic to, and then they fill in the blank with stuff I've never heard of, right? Because I'm about to give you a shot or about to give you some cocktail, whatever. Like, hey, are you allergic to blank? And I'm like, honest to God, man, we're gonna find out. I have no idea.
It's typically anesthesia.
Right. I don't know. You might kill me, man, but we'll find out together is the thing. But like my wife, I don't know what sulfas are, but I know it's a certain medications. But she always gets asked, are you allergic to sulfas? And she says, yes. And I said, how did you find out you're allergic to sulfas? She's like, when they gave me sulfas, and then I had a bad allergic reaction.
Yeah.
That's the only way to find that out. So my every time they ask me, I'm like, I don't know.
My wife is allergic to bananas.
Allergic?
Allergic to bananas.
Is so she a bee?
It's right. It's not like she breaks out in the eyes or anything like that. It just messes up her guts.
Really?
She'll have a banana, and she has the worst stomach pains for the next 24 hours.
Huh. Does she eat bananas with any regularity? I mean, are they good enough to her that she's like, I know this is, like, if you give me a chocolate shake.
Is it potassium or is it the banana?
I think it's the banana, but to be honest with you, Miles, I don't know for sure. I feel like she takes potassium supplements, but, you know.
Because she can't eat bananas.
Right. She makes smoothies all the time. She makes smoothie bowls and whatnot. Like, she'd like to throw a banana in there, but at the same time, it's like, she can.
So she puts a smoothie in a banana. That's all
well,
she
wants. Believe it or not, the one fruit you're not supposed to put in a smoothie is a banana.
Really? Why?
It does something with the other fruits and their acids and the good stuff those other fruits can do. I read a whole article on it a couple weeks ago.
So, no, wait. Does it just reduce the nutritional value of the other fruits?
It can't be that bad.
Well, it's killing something in the other fruits that is good for you.
Okay.
And I don't know how. Like, it somehow neutralizes the goodness of strawberries.
Can I eat, like, a handful of strawberries and then have a banana, or does that cancel it out, too?
So no,
the article basically just said, don't put a banana in your smoothie.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Because there's like acai bowls where they'll slice banana on top of it, but they won't put it in the actual.
I'm sure it can do something, but it's got to be just a small amount, right?
I would think.
That's just one of those things, right? Like, people are like, you shouldn't eat bananas for fat loss because they're highest in sugar of anything. And like, my buddy that's a trainer, he's like, nobody has ever come to me overweight and said, it's bananas. The bananas got me. It's like, so no
can't
chips,
put them down.
Right? Like, no fast food.
It's the bananas.
This is the bananas.
Man.
They got me. Random, so Miles, I'm saying, like, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I think it made no sense to me.
Sometimes they can be so specific or whatever.
Thank you. And I drink a smoothie for the taste.
All right, so I do have a theory. And this is just my theory, because I'll get some now. But they're not good. So, like, to me, of a green smoothie, the worse it tastes, to me, the healthier it is.
It's got to be,
because it doesn't have, like, all the fruits or juices.
Right, if you see a green one, you know it's going to taste like crap. It's probably better for you.
Correct, because I was drinking one last week. It was fine, but it was not, I wouldn't call it delicious.
No.
Okay. But I knew it had good stuff in it.
Because people always say, man, you should add spinach to your smoothie. You know, it's healthy. And they always follow it with, you can barely taste it. Like, but I can taste it. I don't want to barely taste something I hate and something that I otherwise enjoy.
Well, like, you know, and I'm the opposite of
put salt on your ice cream. You barely taste it.
Like, I'm the opposite of your daughter. I cannot I hate blueberries.
Really?
But I kind of, like, the texture of them's weird to me, but I fathom they're good for you. So, like, I try to hide them in either yogurt or smoothies all the time.
Right.
I don't mind blending it in if I can taste it, but just, I don't know what it is. And then if I do eat a handful of them, I just got to kind of, like, cut through.
And the amazing thing is how good they are for you.
I know, but
so
I just think
you're supposed to eat them. I'm right there with you. I can't stand them. But I know
my daughter
loves them.
What are the antioxidants or something?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're really good for
you. If you bury them in yogurt, for some reason, to me, they're tolerable.
I'm still going to add some honey.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think that's why they invented smoothies. Someone like me, they're like, dude, you've got to find a way to eat something. Mm-hmm. How about if we take all this fruit and just blend it? Will you do that? And then I will.
Can you sneak spinach into those smoothies that you do and you don't taste it?
He just said no.
My bad.
You can
sorry,
tell.
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, to
I was starting to eat this like people told me to put spinach in there.
My bad.
You barely taste it.
I was reading text.
But I don't want to taste it at all. Like, that is the problem. I don't add things I don't like to something
man,
otherwise
I don't
do
taste
like.
It at all. The only leafy things I want in my drink would be
mint. Yeah.
That's it. Mojitos. I've had a couple of vanilla milkshakes where they put mint in there.
Doggone
that's
mint
great. That's great.
Do you hate mint?
I don't mind mint. Mint has its place, and its place is not in my doggone desserts.
Oh,
really?
See, I don't, your voice says you hate mint.
First, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of aggression.
I'm the guy that's got Altoids in here all the doggone time. I'm fine with mint. Keep it out of my damn ice cream. Keep it out of my damn smoothies.
So, like an actual leaf of mint on top of your ice cream, like vanilla, you're not down with that?
Hell no.
Huh.
I love it when that bartender smacks the mint and mixes it in there.
Me too.
What about it like a Vietnamese salad?
Haven't had a Vietnamese salad, Ted. I mean, like a mojito's, it's fine, I guess. It's not my first drink to grab.
Why do we all do this to everybody?
I don't know.
You tell us something you don't like, and this is universal. Tell us one food you don't like. We're going to ask you if you've tried it one of the 10,000 different ways. And it's like, you don't like mushrooms.
Right.
You're very clear about that.
Do you like stuffed mushrooms with crab in the middle?
No.
Do you like chanterelles? Right.
No.
Have you had a portobello?
Yes. Here's my thing with mint, okay? You're going to throw a day-long party, and it's going to start at noon, and it's going to go all the way until 9 o'clock at night. But you're only inviting your more, you know, uptight people a little bit earlier on in the day, you know, get your family out of the way and whatnot. And then you got that one drunk friend that you said, don't show up until like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have it. Mint is that drunk friend. And all of a sudden it shows up at the brunch at noon. Like, why are you here? You don't show up till later. That's for me with mint. Like, if I'll have
why
a mint
are
later
you here?
On. Right. I brushed my teeth with you.
You never put like a mint leaf in your mouth as a kid or whatever if you found it?
What? No.
Never, no. You never sucked on mint as a kid?
I never sucked on mint.
Yeah, mint suckers.
I mean, I like mint, but I never just...
Oh, we had a bunch of leaves. But there's
you
leaves
just sucked on mint leaves?
We used to suck on a lot of stuff.
I mean, I guess... Yeah. There's a promo.
Seriously.
I didn't realize I was so rich. We just bought mint.
Yeah.
Miles is out foraging out in West Virginia.
No, there's tea
leaves. Where's on in mint?
There's you got to forage for fresh breath here, boy.
There's tea leaves you can suck on that give you a really good buzz, man.
Sure.
Like sassafras.
I mean, honeysuckle, we used to suck the little honey out of. Right,
there you go.
You lived an interesting life.
Random. I've had coca leaves before and chewed on those.
How does that do for you?
You get a little energy, but I mean, the amounts you'd have to chew.
I keep chewing.
And I think the people down there that are working the fields and stuff add something that kind of activates it.
Okay, I got it.
This was more of just like my buddy came back and was like, I got you some of these candies. And I was like, sweet.
Just a little bit of a buzz.
Yeah, it's like having a little caffeine.
Right. Hello, Kobe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Since yesterday was all about Dad, Father's Day, Kobe, what dad stuff would you say your dad does well? Like, if you need something,
that's my mom,
and you know that your dad is he's the guy to call. So, what stuff does he do well as a father?
I'd say he's good at fixing things and building things.
Okay, so any kind of project he can kind of tackle it on and figure it out.
Yeah, and that's a good person to call because my mom. She's probably listening right now, but my mom's not good at building or fixing, but my dad's great at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, look, it's a reason there's a partnership. People do stuff better.
Yes.
And that's why you want certain people cooking for you than others. Like my stepfather, an amazing cook. If I came home and my mom was cooking dinner, I was like, all right, it's going to be one of those nights. And it wasn't the worst thing in the world. It wasn't as bad as your mom, but it was still not as good as my stepfather's.
My mom, the best night is when you came home to a 99-cent frozen Totino's pizza, and that was going to be dinner. Yep. I mean, my brother and I would celebrate like, hell yeah. My dad was really good at fixing stuff, man, but he was a very good woodworker. So I did not realize how much money they saved when I was growing up, but he built like all this custom crap in the house. And basically said, when I first started dating your mother, like, I knew some woodworking stuff, but she definitely has the champagne taste on the Miller Lite budget, as it were.
Okay.
So she'd walk into places like Restoration Hardware. I mean, you walk into a joint like that, like, a coffee table is like $2,000. And he's like, listen, man, there's zero chance that's going to happen. But what he would do, because my father did not care. He'd be down on the floor, someplace like that, on his back, under the table, like he's fixing a car. This is how they put it together. Mm-hmm. He would go straight to Home Depot.
And make it.
He would make it exactly as they made it, but he would custom size it to the room or the sofa or whatever. So nice. Once my mother got wind of this, however, because he goes, look, I don't mind working with wood, man, but once you knew I could do that, we'd be in a store every weekend, and she's like, Robert, I like this, 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 and this. Like, if it's made out of wood. And his projects, I mean,
well, that's do it, man. See, I like doing stuff like that. If I knew how to do it.
I do, too, but
the complexity of it, I probably couldn't get too crazy.
I think it's different when you're doing it for yourself versus your wife, essentially, is making this your honey-do list. Not like, hey, grab peanut butter. It's like, grab peanut butter and make me a dining room table.
The difference is he also had the tools to do that.
He so kept buying the tools.
My dad has been my dad has been fishing his entire life. That's his big thing, right? The biggest pain in the ass, as far as fishing goes, even if you don't catch fish, anyone can tell you this, is getting snagged up and losing your tackle.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
My dad, you can give him that fishing pole, and he will retie the leader on, depending on what you want to do. If he thinks that the fish are swimming 2 feet from the bottom, he can drop a weight in, where there's a bobber on the bait, and it will lift it off of the bottom of the lake, the river,
to get those
ocean,
fish.
To get those, he knows how to do all of the top lures, and he'll do it within. He knows every knot.
Right.
Like
you
look at it; it's absolutely perfect. The way that he, you don't even want to lose the line. you don't want to give it up and pull it out. But he does it like within 2 minutes. Hands you the pole back. Like, here you go, kid.
Well, cool.
Save me the time.
Can you do it?
No.
Yeah.
No. God, no. Oh, the reason
you
we asked.
You could tie like the little clasp in your hook on. And
I could, but not like he does. Not like where you speed, look at it and it looks like a hangman's knot.
Yeah.
It's perfectly, you know, wrapped around. It's like, wow, man. It's perfectly tied off. It's like, it's tight. It's crazy.
He can drink pretty well, too, I understand.
Yes, he can. Yeah. He can do that very well. Raise me asked, what dad stuff does your dad do well? They say we all know someone who's not great at emotional stuff. It's probably your dad. In a new poll, more than one in three people said a simple thumbs up on their phone from their dad was a sign of both love and support. He doesn't need to say much.
Thumbs up.
Give me the thumbs up. 49% said their dad would describe himself as not real good in emotional stuff. Maybe you should lean on mom for that. But dads do love you. It's just how they show their love. But they say many dads have their own subtle, heartfelt ways to express their feelings. And it's being called dad speak.
Dad speak.
Dad speak.
All right.
So basically, if you need an emotional support, they will be there, even if they don't say too much.
We listen.
Or give you too much advice.
We like to listen and fix.
Yeah.
Listen, fix, move on.
Things that our dads are good at. My daughter's going to attest to this. Paying for a meal.
Yes, we're very good at that.
Man, that's one you always show
I
up
I didn't
on.
Know how good I was at that until I had kids. Like, man, I'm good crushing at paying for this. A meal. Paying for your meal stuff, yeah.
Right?
I'll say my dad always made a point to show up to a lot of sporting events, too.
Okay, yeah.
That's important. Fixing things around the house, like Kobe said. Dads are always good, they say, much better than mom at driving you places. For some reason, dads get there faster, they know the better route, and they are better at navigating the roadways.
I will say, the old man almost makes it a point to find the quickest route, and even if he has to stretch the rules a little bit. You know, we'll go to breakfast every Tuesday morning, and before we go to the auction, and we basically race each other, and he gives no Fs. He will cut people off. He will find the easiest way around.
Dads are good at lending you tools or equipment that you need that you don't have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Showing you how to use them properly. Dads are also very good with grandchildren, kids, and pets.
Oh, yeah.
As far as a dog running up to somebody, typically going to be your dad.
That's the first time I found out the father was a nice guy is when I had kids. I mean, I talked to him, like, did he have a stroke or something? She's like, nah, he's always been like that, but he had to raise you.
Ooh,
he didn't have to raise
that?
The grandkids. Yep.
Back to my dad. Being a good mixologist in the home bar.
Yeah, we do pretty well on that.
And also, here's a good one, forwarding stories and news and links that they know that you'll enjoy reading.
Yeah.
That was an eye roll.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who's dad. My dad just sent me some stuff that was like, you don't know your son that like that.
As well as
you think you do.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.